Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and I'm so excited to be with you all here today. We are actually going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects of late, living orgasmically, orgasmic living. And we have the lovely and amazing Emily Russell with us today. Hey, Emily.
Hi, Heather. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Emily is really actually somebody who has a lot of that energy for me, like orgasmic living. And is an access consciousness facilitator, a being you facilitator, a joy business facilitator, works on the access consciousness team. She's a mom. She's a creator. She's amazing. She's so much fun. She always makes me laugh. I can go on and on. So I'm just really excited to see where we go with this conversation today.
Me too. That's an intro. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the thing about, I think a lot of times when people hear the word orgasmic, they think like crazy and extreme and over the top and like, you know, people that are like disembodied, but they're like, there's just all these different judgments that come up with the word orgasmic. And it doesn't even have to have anything specifically to do with your genitals, although it could. but it's really about like the adventure of creating your life and living and the adventure of being alive. And what would it be like to have that, like the energies of orgasm, of the energy that creates life and that is alive with sexualness and receiving and creation beyond this reality, really at play and as a choice that's really available to you all the time, if you would like to choose it, if you dare. So Emily, there's so many different things I want to ask you about this topic. But actually the first, I always like to, I know some of your story and I've seen you, just like change so much about your life since playing with Access Consciousness. And definitely I would say really, claiming what is true for you and what brings you joy and aliveness and choosing that and creating your life as that. So I would love for you to just share a little bit of your journey with people and sort of how you have created what you've created today.
Yeah, gosh, where to begin? Well, it's hard to think of where I want to begin, but when you asked me especially about this topic to talk about, it got me really excited because I think naturally I've always have lived from a place of orgasmic living, like you said, not having to have to do with sex or the genitals, but just that love of life, which can include that. But I remember way before using the tools of access, just whenever I would eat a really good meal, I can't help but make noises like, oh my gosh, that's so good. And my friends used to be embarrassed to go to dinner with me. I remember someone saying like, Emily, I'm a little bit like embarrassed to eat with you at restaurants because you get so like orgasmic over your food. But I'm like, I actually can't control, like, it's just how my body responds when it's really enjoying something. And I think I had turned it down or off in a lot of areas of my life as I kept moving forward and what's seen as acceptable or like a normal level of enjoying life, whether it's, you know, eating food or walking through a park or being with your kids or having sex, there's a certain like level that's acceptable. And when you go beyond that, it makes people uncomfortable, right?
So totally.
I think I had like turned it down. And part of, you know, the journey with the access tools, especially, you know, when I first started playing with them, getting my bars run and looking at stuff with my body, I realized like I had become a mom. I had two kids. My second one was like young. And I kind of had gone into that mom mode where I was doing everything for everyone else, you know, being like, it's okay if I don't have sex for like 3 or 4 months, right? Like that doesn't matter. And it was just like totally, I had the stuff that naturally like makes me happy and keeps me alive, I had pushed to the side. And so it's been, you know, the last few years have been that adding back in, no, but what really brings me joy and makes me alive? And it contributes to every area. You know, it makes me a better mom. It contributes to my money flows, to my business, to my marriage, like to everything. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool. And we have to talk about moms, being a mom, and well, we don't have to, but it's really popping. Because that's actually one of the areas that I think is like the least orgasmic areas of life for a lot of, well, for women, and probably people in general. Just parenthood is not actually, like, why would parenthood be orgasmic? You know, like, what could, like, that seems sort of perverted or something, you know? But I know for me too, like I did something really strange when I became a mom. I mean, I sort of had done this already, like for lots of different reasons, but it seemed like when I became a mom, like the distinct lack of orgasmic energy in my world got like turned up. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I'm a mom now. I'm not sexual. I don't have sexual energy. I don't have aliveness. I'm exhausted. I've got these kids hanging on my body all the time and I just want to sleep. And I, you know, and it's like sort of the antithesis, unfortunately, in this reality of orgasmic energy for a lot of people. And I'm so grateful for this super different invitation that Access Consciousness has been to me with motherhood, with parenting, with every area of my life, to go, hey, you know, I actually matter in this equation. Like, I really, like, and if I'm not, like you said, it's like, if I don't have those, the energy of aliveness and joy, you know, in my world and like really as a huge part of my life, then my kids aren't going to be as happy. Like, they're not going to be as, like, I'm not actually contributing as much to them as I could, you know, if I'm not willing to have that as my life. And so it's just been such a gift to, you know, choose something different with that and really actually go, no, like me being like ridiculously happy as a mom actually matters.
Yeah. Right. And it's so funny because kids naturally have that energy of total aliveness and joy. And it's funny that then as moms, we like shut it off in ourselves.
I know.
But they're so full of it. I mean, the amount of times you see adults look at a child and go, oh my God, what I wouldn't do for that energy. Right. And I, you know, and when the conversation's right, you know, and when you're talking with the right people, I sort of have looked at, well, yeah, but they just don't cut any of it off. They're receiving it all the time from everywhere. And it's like, it's so strange because it's almost like we become parents and our kids have so much of it and then we cut it off, you know, especially as moms. And it's so ironic because they're full of it.
Yeah. It's like bubbling in our world all the time. And we're just sort of like, yeah, that's them, but that's not me. I can't be that, you know? I remember when my, I don't know why this just popped into my head, but my younger son is really intense and like full of aliveness and intensity. And his older brother, when he was a lot younger, and he was like, Mom, what's a totem animal? And I was like, well, it's, you know, I told him like, it's sort of this like an animal that represents you or whatever. And he just totally off the cuff goes, is Jaden's totem animal a Tasmanian devil? And I was like, that's such a, so that energy just sort of popped. It's like undeniable, irrepressible energy of aliveness and intensity. And, you know, and that, there can be a lot of peace and joy too. It doesn't have to be Tasmanian devil energy, but.
Yeah. Well, like, but the other night, my kids were, we were going to sleep and they've been wanting to play spa before we go to bed. And so my girls are 4 and 7. And they're like, okay, let me massage you. I'm like, this is great. Okay. And they were playing with, they got different, like they got a paintbrush. They got, what else did they grab? A hairbrush. And we're playing with like the different sensations on the skin of when they would do that. And I was like, wow, they're so tuned into that just pleasure and joy of like, what can we create? What can we do with bodies? What feels good with no wrongness? It's all just play. And I was like, that is so cool that they're open to that. And I look at, you know, if I didn't maybe choose what I have, if I had kept shutting down my body and not, you know, enjoying it, you know, I wonder what they would be like, because you and I have, we both have that in our worlds and have changed that. I mean, you are so much that too. And it's like, it allows your kids to not make it wrong too. And to step into just loving everything, which is such a gift for them.
Oh, such a gift. And I can't even imagine what my kids would be like and what their lives would be like if I hadn't really chosen to get happy, you know, really. Let's just tell it like it is. Yeah, I was pretty miserable for the first few years of being a mom. And really, you know, it's like this applies to any area of life, because I like orgasmic living is not, it's something that is beyond this reality. Like, it's not something that anybody really values or talks about. And, you know, like Emily was saying, it's like it's an energy that is so profoundly judged. And not value, like, if anything, it's like not desired, because you're too much, you're too, you know. My grandmother, actually, when I was a kid, she had this Armenian word. My grandmother was Armenian, and she had this Armenian word that actually translated to too much. And she would say that to me all the time. Wow. And I just remember being like, I look at it now and I'm like, wow, like that was just this sort of like your orgasmic energy, your sexualness, your aliveness is too much for me. I've decided that it's too much for the world, and therefore you're too much and you should turn it down. And so how often do we do that? How much do we do that? And in what areas of life do we do that? And I know for me, it's been every area until I discovered there was a different choice.
Go ahead.
No, go for it.
No, I was just going to say that same idea is, how often do we hear, you know, tone it down, like to kids, like mm-hmm. hear people say that all the time, like tone it down, turn it down. So we're just grow up with that. And whether or not I think part of it's actually realizing it. Like I, you know, was just functioning like a typical, what I thought was a typical mom, you know, and I didn't look at all of that. And then once I realized how much I had turned it down, I had to be aware of it. I wasn't aware of it. And I was like, oh my goodness, have I squashed that? And so part of it, I think the first step is just looking at, where have I turned that down in my life? Like, what did I used to really love or enjoy, or what lights my body up? And I know I love keeping a list on my phone of things that make me and my body really happy. So that if I am having a day where I'm like, I've been at the computer for too long and I just feel that kind of, it's like, okay, I have my go-to. If something doesn't pop immediately, like I ask my body a question, maybe like, what, you know, what would you like to be doing? What movement would you like? But it's nice for me to have a running list too. So I remember all those things that do bring me joy and my body joy, you know?
That's awesome. I love that. Cause you know, when we're not feeling very orgasmic, when we're, you know, burned out or stressed out or whatever, that's sort of the time when you have, a lot of people have those, like the choice is not as available as to what you could actually choose to do something, like to create a different reality with your body and your life. And so I love that, like just putting it in writing. It's like all you have to do is open the note on your phone and go, okay, here's a small list of choices that are available to me right now. It's sort of like the dummy's guide to getting out of stress, you know?
Right. And there are many times you need a dummy's guide.
Oh my gosh. No kidding. Especially when I, you know, I don't have a brain anymore. So any dummy's guide these days is really helpful.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're actually getting close to our first break, but I'd love to, like, so what are some of the things that are on your list? I'd love to hear, just to jog people. Well, I know you said movement. That's a big one.
Yeah. So for me, sometimes it is doing, like, I love yoga, but I might not have time to go to a class, but even doing sometimes 5 minutes or even just sitting on my yoga mat for a moment and being in my body. Walking barefoot in the grass is one of my favorite ones. Laying outside, looking at the clouds, looking at the sky, taking a bath, sometimes curling up in bed and reading a book for 10 minutes, even if it's in the middle of the day, because it feels kind of luxurious to do that in the middle of the day.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What are some of the things you have? Do you have a list like that or that you think you love?
I don't, you know, I haven't written it down, but for me, it is, it does have a lot to do with my body movement. Yeah. I live in the mountains, so going for a hike is always, you know, when I'm home, being outside, going for a run, yoga, dancing. And it might also be like having a delicious glass of wine or, something like a yummy meal and I love that, like curling in bed for 10 minutes and reading a book. That's brilliant. Like sometimes that can be, it's so luxurious in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I literally will take like a 10 to 15 minute little power nap, where I just put the timer on my phone and I let myself just drop into like a deep relaxation. And then it can feel like I've slept for hours. So, bodies. I think we will talk more about that when we come back.
Yes, so, sounds good.
Cool. So this is Heather Nichols. We're here with Emily Russell talking about orgasmic living, and we'll be back in a moment.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
We hear "just be you" a lot these days, but who are you? What is an authentic life? The answer to these questions and more will be answered on The Authentic Living Show, hosted by Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of today's spiritual, psychological experts and will provide her own wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your I Am. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to share success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Hear about personal growth, building a better business, inspirational life stories, and personal branding. You'll find it every day at voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week talking with Emily Russell about orgasmic living. And so we sprinkled some energy for all the parents in the first segment, and moving on to bodies, which really is a huge piece. Like, you can't have more orgasmic living if you don't have a body, and you can't have an orgasmic living if you have a body but don't want to have a body, don't like your body, don't wish your body didn't exist, or think it's a pain in the butt. That's sort of non-conducive to orgasmic living. So
yeah.
So we were talking before the break about, you know, just choosing things that are, that do create a sense of deliciousness and receiving and orgasmic energy in the body. Let's actually talk a little bit about orgasmic energy in the body, because it's, you know, most people really do think this is something that happens during sex. And certainly it can and does, and, you know, and it's lovely and amazing. But what is orgasmic? Like, so to you, Emily, what is orgasmic energy that goes beyond copulation?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, for me, it really is that really that energy of space and joy, but not like, it doesn't have to be like, I'm so happy laughing joy, just that peaceful joy and creation, like the bubbling kind of joyful, expansive, like bubbly energy. And I think one of the moments I really recently that was very clear to me when we were in January in South Africa for the 7-day. And there was a morning when I was up early and was watching the sun come over the savannah, and it was coming up over the mountain. So it was slowly going across all of the grass and lighting it up, so you could still see like the shade. And then as the blades of grass were lighting up, and you could see the gazelle in the distance and the wildebeest and all the animals. And I was watching it, and I was overcome with tears were coming out from just the joy. And I think one of the things I still hadn't acknowledged that I got was my connection to the earth and my body together. There's a lot of talk in that in Access, and I kind of thought, well, I don't see energies from trees, or I don't know what I had thought that would look like. But I was sitting there, and the level of orgasmic energy that was in the earth that I could perceive in the animals and had running through my body, and the amount of energy was so orgasmic and had nothing to do with copulation. I was like, wow, that's what the earth is and nature is all the time. So it's also that energy for me that was really eye-opening. It just was a different way of looking at that for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, the earth is so orgasmic and just like teeming with life energy. I mean, that's one, you know, the energy of orgasm is like the energy of life and the creation of life and living. And so there is such a possibility and a gift when we can tap into the earth and receive from the earth and contribute to the earth with our bodies. And I know for me, like when you started talking about the sunrise, it's like, that's actually one of the things that is really orgasmic for me is the sun. There's a lot of points of view about sunscreen and shade. And, you know, I don't happen to have those points of view. Like, sun is my lover. I love having the sun like intensely shine on my body and on my skin, and just it is profoundly orgasmic to me. And so what does that mean? It's not like I'm sitting there having an orgasm and moaning. although, you know, like Emily was talking about with food, for a short stint, I thought about starting a business called Orgasmic Oyster Eating with Heather. Because when I eat oysters, I can't promise that I'm not going to moan. I just can't. But it's that there. So to me, there's like one of the pieces of it is like my body, like when there's something that I'm doing or being or creating or experiencing that does have that orgasmic energy. There's sensations of pleasure in my body. And it's like, so again, it's not, and it could include my genitals, but it's not like centered on, like that's where it's happening. But it's just like the sensation of pleasure, which also to me, like there is a lot of joy and ease and peace and like relaxation in my body. And so just like when our bodies start to hum, and sometimes we don't even, like, I wonder if you're listening and you're going, what the hell are you talking about? I've never experienced that. I wonder if you have. And, you know, like, I mean, drinking water can be orgasmic if you allow it to be. And start to pay attention to what does your body love? Like, what is pleasurable? Maybe it's getting really warm. Maybe it's cooling off if you're really hot. You know, things like that that we wouldn't necessarily like associate orgasmic energy with, but when your body is alive and like receiving and full of delightful sensations that we oftentimes ignore, you know, when we start to pay attention to those sensations, the body comes alive and there's this sense of communion that we get to have with our bodies and with the earth and everything that we're receiving that is really different. And to me, that's a big part of this orgasmic living.
And I know when I first heard people talk about this, I was very much, like you said, I was one person who did not get it. And I thought, what does that mean? Are you having an orgasm when you're like driving your car, when you're experiencing that energy? Or also, like, it took me a while to start listening to my body again. I had, you know, everyone has different, I think the beginning of this is learning to listen to your body and or starting that dialogue back and forth again. I know I was a runner through high school and college, and during, you know, I had injured myself, and back then it was in college, it was like, well, just take a few Advil and run through it during the races and run through it during practices. And so I had spent years like, I'm not going to listen to you, body. Like, you may be hurting, you know, my stomach would always be killing. I'd be in and out of the emergency room with like stomach pains. And it was just like, just go through it, take an Advil, like, don't worry about it. And so I had spent years not only not listening, but also trying to quiet the messages from my body. So it was really different to start listening to it in a different way and not making pains wrong or sensations, like actually asking like, okay, body, what are you telling me here? And then once I started to listen to it on that basic level, asking what type of movement it wanted, what type of food my body wanted to eat, then it was much easier to start to feel those energies, like by looking at the earth or walking barefoot. I felt like I had to almost relearn it, what I knew as a kid, because I had spent so many years not listening to it.
Yeah. And it's interesting, like what we avoid when we cut off our receiving of our bodies and our presence with our bodies and awareness, we cut off everything, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, the delicious, you know, and there's a presence that we don't get to have and be that really, and that actually, you know, when I look at, like, to me, that really reminds me of the energy of when I was, when I first became a mom and how exhausted I was and stressed and, you know, depleted. And it's like just that sense of like, I don't really, I can't even deal with being present with my body right now. and yeah. I had a lot of tools and I was, you know, I had been teaching movement and doing somatic therapy for a long time before I had kids. But even so, it was just like, you know, I guess, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about too is, how much judgment plays into this, like the diminishment of orgasmic energy and orgasmic living. And that's really what was going on for me, was the judgment of, it's like, so I knew how to have a lot of aliveness and joy with my body at that point. And I knew what was fun and delicious for me. And yet the judgments that I had about, okay, now I'm a mom. What does that mean? What does that mean about me? What does that mean that I can and can't do? What's okay? What's not okay? Really, like, it was, it's like our minds come in and just hijack the whole situation, you know? And really, it's quite incredible how much the judgments that we have that we don't even know are judgments can really just put a massive damper on the aliveness and the orgasmic energy that we get to be. So yeah, what and you got about
so,
that?
Gosh, you know what it reminds me of? Because when I first again started playing with the tools of Access Consciousness and hearing the word judgment, I was a new mom and I was like, I don't do that. Like, I don't even, I didn't even get what it was really. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because I was trying so hard, like, to be a perfect mom. And I didn't see how that was judgment. Like you said, I was really aware of what I was supposed to be feeding them that was the right food and what I was supposed to be doing, which meant nothing for me and everything for them. You know, maybe I loved wearing my baby in a sling. And at the same point, like, I wouldn't put her down, like, ever, because I was so, like, sure I was going to ruin her life if she wasn't on me, like, 10 hours a day. So it was, like, this insane level of judgment of trying to get it right. And then there's no joy in your body. And that I don't know. Have you ever seen the movie Spanglish? It's with Adam Sandler and Taya Leone. And then there's a lovely, but there's a scene. She's a, you know, your typical like mom who then over exercises. So she's got this very like toned, ripped like body, but there's no like sexualness or joy in her world. And they get this nanny who's this really sexy Latin woman. She just like oozes this like joy of her body and living all the time. And it's such a funny movie when they juxtaposition those two women. And it really made me look at, well, cultural differences too, of how we view our bodies and what judgments we have of what's beautiful, what's okay, what do you look like after you're a mom, what's, you know, what level are you allowed to enjoy it with your body? And it's just, it's so different across the board. And I had that same thing of after you're a mom, you're not supposed to be very sexual. So it was just okay to cut everything off. and yeah. Thank goodness that changed, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, and it's amazing because we don't even know what judgment is. Like, I mean, it's really easy to you know, say like, to look at like really gross areas of judgment, like prejudice and things like that, you know, it's like, okay, that's very clear. And most of us are like, we don't function from that. And, but these refined judgments, these subtle judgments that, you know, we function from in terms of being a good mom and being the right, good, perfect and correct person and not being too much and not being, you know, they're all judgments. And yeah. It's like, we have to shrink so dynamically the aliveness of our bodies and our lives and everything that we can create, in order to actually, you know, fit into that tiny little box that we've decided is real and true and necessary. And, gosh, that's one of the things that's really blown me away with Access is, how much changing that has really, awakened my body. Like
yeah.
The things that you just would never think, oh, well, judgment is what kills the body, you know, but it really is. And it kills creation. And so, it's just fascinating that you can let go of that stuff and just have so much change, as a result of it. So, yeah. Let's see. We actually, let's actually take a break. We're going to go to our second break a little bit early, and spend a little bit longer on the back end. So we will be back with more very shortly. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Moving forward can be difficult to do sometimes. There is always something going on. Many times, nobody else knows exactly what you're going through. If you are experiencing pain or loss, even something that is unexplained that is missing in your life, you'll want to tune into Go For It with host Joe Hausman. Joe and her guests will show you laughter and love. Sometimes you just need something a little positive in your week. Make that spot Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Empowerment.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to dish out success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Whether it's personal growth, building a better business, or inspirational life stories, make it a daily habit to tune into our programs. From weight loss and personal branding to law of attraction and increased happiness, you'll find it every day at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're talking this week with Emily Russell about orgasmic living. This is a massive topic. It's like bodies and sex and creation and parenting and business and money. And what's cool about it is that this is a topic that can really seep into every area of your life. And the more, as we've been saying, it's like the more you become alive with those energies, the more you can create with every area of life. We actually are both going to be part of a class that Dr. Dane Heer, one of the creators of Access Consciousness, is doing in June called The Joy of Orgasmic Living. So it's a whole, an entire 3 days. Isn't it a 3 day class?
Four day class.
Oh my gosh. How's it getting better than that? A 4 day class about the joy of orgasmic living. And it is going to be in, and now I'm totally spacing on all the details, in Stockholm, right?
Vienna. And live streamed in Vienna, yeah.
Okay, and live streamed. I obviously am working on the live stream part of it. It's going to be in my living room. That's where it's going to be. Live streamed all over the world. And I just really wonder what that class is going to create. I can't wait to find out. So that's just an invitation. It does have some prerequisites, which I also am forgetting. I'm terrible.
Yeah. You have to have done an energetic synthesis of being class with Dane. That's basically the prereq. And, you know, speaking of that, like with his energy too, one of the things I was really impressed, both you and I are also Joya business facilitators. And I didn't get at first that relationship between when you do something that you and your body love that creates joy for you, how much that energy, no matter what you're doing, then contributes to creation in all areas of your life. And I would look at someone like Dane and Gary Douglas, who are both amazingly busy with their schedules with, you know, facilitating classes all over the world, and how willing they both are, no matter how busy they are, to take time for them. You know, with Dane, maybe it's going on his jet ski, or, you know, Gary having an amazing meal, and taking that time and realizing when you do that, in this world, I thought I'm sort of wasting my time. I have so many emails or this to do, you know, that would contribute to my business. But what really contributes to your business or being a parent or, you know, the creation of your life is doing those things an hour a day, yeah, 30 minutes a day that might seem totally unrelated, that then contribute to your money flows, your creation, everything. It's not linear. It's not the way this reality tells you. You know, it's not this work hard, do this, put in this many hours, and you get X amount of, you know, revenue in your business. It's like, no, when you take time that for anything that brings you joy, it contributes to creation in all areas of your life. So that was such an inspiration for me. So that's why one of the reasons I'm so excited for that class too, because it's a totally different way of looking at your life and creating it.
Yeah, it really is. It's funny. I was just looking at that today. Just how, like, I know Gary says, like, if you want to increase your money flows, take an hour a day and a day a week, you know, like it's so nonlinear. And I've been like looking at, where do I actually do that and allow myself to do that? And I've been really demanding that I do more of it and asking the universe to contribute to the day a week showing up, and all that. And then just going, okay, so when I do have my hour a day, like, am I actually really, really willing to make it about receiving? Not from the judgment or the predetermined, you know, point of view of what that is, but just like actually be sort of in the practice in a way of turning it up, turning my receiving up. And what I'm discovering is that, it can be like, it can be an energy that I avoid. You know, it's like, it's easy for me to sit on my computer and create a bunch of stuff, you know, and it's not that that's not receiving, but like really going, no, I'm actually, this is something that I do need to like, I'm choosing to practice more of, so that I can have more of this in my world, so that my life can have more ease, joy, and glory. And it's so beyond this reality. So sometimes we actually have to like cultivate those energies. And actually I, part of it has been, I'm doing an extravaganza. I'm calling it an extravaganza this summer called Creation of Living. And actually part of it, it really has come from my desire to have a lot more of all of these energies that we're talking about as my life and living and, you know, where I really function from and create from. And, we've been doing all these different calls. We've done a couple of them already, and there's more to come. And all about, like, we started with sex and creation, the joy of receiving. We're doing some different money calls. We have 30 days of ease, joy, and glory with money, 30 days of body yum, all kinds of different conversations, sort of different angles on body, like aliveness of the body, sexualness, receiving, and creation, and how would you actually like to create your life and living if your body was included, if your body was your ally, if you could have the joy of being alive. And so I invite you to, we actually have created a free Facebook group that is just for that conversation, just to be playing with these energies and expanding them more with other people. And so there's a page, if you are curious, it's heathernichols.com/creationofliving. And everything on that page has, there's all the telecalls. You can do one, you can do a few, you can do the whole thing. And there's also a link to the free Facebook group, where we're just playing with these energies more. So it's been such a gift to me to go, okay, this is something I'd really like to have more of in my life. So I need to, like, I'd like to choose it more. You know, I'd like to play with it more and have more presence with this invitation for orgasmic living.
Can I ask you, because you're so, you know, you inspire me too in all the areas that you have that. Is there like a favorite tool when you talk about turning up your receiving or being with your body? Is there like a favorite tool or question or that you go to for that?
Oh my gosh.
I know there's so many.
I know. You know, and it's funny. It's been really interesting facilitating these around this topic because I didn't. It's been something that for so long I knew that I sort of had, but I was like, I don't really know how or how to talk about it or what I do, or it is kind of a space of being for me that I just have, and I've definitely like developed it and cultivated it over the years. And so I guess part of, I mean, where I started, you know, when I first became a body-centered psychotherapist and, I was teaching a lot of movement and dance and things like that. The first thing really was actually paying attention to sensation in my body. And when I did the somatic psychotherapy, that was a huge part of how I worked with people, was actually really guide them into the sensations of their body as an incredible source of awareness and information for what's actually true for them. And so I would say, you know, your body is this profoundly awake, alive, sensate organism, whether you want to acknowledge it as that or not. And paying attention to sensations is, it's not something that we do, you know, it's, nobody really talks about it. It's not like, but sensation can be this, like a language of the body. It's in a way, it's how our, you know, when we have pain, we know that language, right? If you're in pain, you're going to stop whatever you're doing. So that's how the body communicates with us. But what if it goes way beyond that and your body actually communicates with you via sensation? And that's how you can receive a lot of awareness. That's how you can actually notice a lot of pleasure. And for me, I think it was just really being with that. And in the beginning, it was more of a like conscious, like, okay, what are the sensations happening right now? And now it's just, I'm like, as I'm talking right now, I'm sitting on a ball and I'm rolling and I'm aware of my feet on the floor and my pelvic floor and my sits bones and my spine. And so I'm constantly allowing myself to be in the pleasure of like the aliveness of my body and the sensations of my body. And that's really something that I have access to all the time. Like that doesn't go away anymore, or get turned off really. And sometimes I'm more present than others, but so that's sort of a long, not super specific tool, but something that's really been really valuable for me. Cause what I've discovered is that my body has a lot more pleasurable sensations than painful sensations, you know? And if you expand your definition of what pleasure is, or just your awareness of what pleasure is, mm-hmm. like it can be the vibration of your voice as you're talking in your chest, you know, that can be orgasmic. If you allow it to be. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And I know, so it's so fun. This topic is just like up right now in such a cool way. There's, you know, like the orgasmic living class, there's the sex and relationship class. There's the stuff that I am doing. I've seen a bunch of other people doing stuff, and you have a vagina call coming up. So let's talk about, vaginas and genitals, and let's talk a little bit about sex before.
Yeah.
Before we go, just to get everybody all hot and bothered before we hang up or freaked out or whatever it might be. So where do we want to go with that? What was the inspiration for the vagina call?
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah, there was the first inspiration for it. So I did one one-off call that first started it, and now this is going to be the second part. But really it came from part of the, it was a Facebook group, a challenge, the I Am Beauty. And one of the challenges one day was, I think it was name five parts of your body that you love the most. And my first one was my vagina. Cause I was like, okay. And it was funny how, cause I was reading up, no one had put that yet. We were all like, people were answering all these questions. I thought, wow, for me, that would be the first thing that would come up, not just because of sex, but mm-hmm. because, you know, having had a baby naturally and having the fact that your vagina can bring another being into the world. It can be this incredible source of pleasure during sex. It's also an incredible body part of judge. It's probably the most judged body part, or, you know, people don't talk about it. They judge it. So I was really inspired by, after writing that and people's responses to, wow, I wouldn't have thought of that, or thought, wow, what if, you know, starting there, like the first conversation, the first call was, you know, if you could get out of judgment of one of the most judged body parts there is, what else could you get out of judgment of in your life? And that first call went all over the board from, you know, from specific things about vaginas and all the judgments we have of them to, you know, what your body tells you about maybe someone you're going to choose to sleep with or not through your vagina, or, you know, like, do you get like stuff going on with infections? Like, you know, all sorts of stuff. The conversation went everywhere. And I realized, wow, there's so much more to be said about that. So then, one of my other favorite people in the world is Julia Sotis. And so we were talking about that, and she was like, do you want to do a second round of calls together? And I was like, yeah, that's amazing. And so we started talking about it and creating it. And so this time it's going to be a three-part call. And on the second call, her husband, actually, Dr. Anthony Mattis, is going to join us. And on the third call, Dane here is going to join us. So it's going to be totally different.
I love it.
No idea where we're going to go with it, but it's funny because, like you said, it's been up a lot. And I know you and I have both been listening to the a recent 7-day event that we weren't in Malaysia, but we were listening to the audios. And a lot of the conversation there came up too of like, how much do you rule your life by what your, you know, who, what penis your vagina is going to choose? Or like, to look at the whole creation of your life without excluding that, but also not being totally driven by it. So I'm really excited about that call. And if you are interested, my website is emilyevansrussell.com, and you can click on, it's under work with me online or in person is the link to that call. But I know for me, I remember being in my first 3-day body class, which for me, I think one of the tools getting in touch with sensation in my body too was getting my bars run. Mm-hmm. If you've never had your bars run, you can go to accessthebars.com and learn more about what that is. But I remember being in a body class after that and someone talking about a full body orgasm during sex. And I thought, oh my God, I have no idea what that is. And I made it really awesome and right. And I remember this facilitator being like, well, are you sure you don't know what that is? Like, have you never had one? And I thought at that time, I was like, no, I'm sure I haven't, or don't know. And what I've seen is after changing so many of my points of view around my body, getting out of judgment, because I will say the only thing you need to have good sex is a body and no judgment. If you have that, not matter what size so or shape, or who, like that is the key to enjoying your body and having really great sex. Because if you're not in judgment of your body and you can be present with someone, and you're, when you start to expand your definition of what an orgasm is, like when we were talking about, you know, walking, having the sun on your skin, like watching nature, what I found is then during actual copulation and sex that my orgasms weren't located in just my genitals. They were there. Mm-hmm. It was throughout your whole body because your body had learned to tap into it. And I was like, whoa, that's what an orgasm could be like. Like, that's totally different. So there's a totally different possibility with sex too when you start to have it in all other areas of your life.
Totally. It's amazing. And they're not, they don't have to be location specific or time specific. Like, I just that sense of like, there's, you can have an intensely orgasmic energy the whole time that you're copulating with somebody, or, you know, or waves of it, or, and it's like, it's not, you know, people think of like, I had an orgasm, you know, and that's not really my point of view. I mean, yes, there are moments where that is like more, where it's more intense or whatever, but it's like, it's more this like thrum of pleasure and aliveness that, like you said, it's like, the more I allow that in my, with my body, with my genitals, in copulation and sex, the more it shows up in every area of my life. And the more I allow it in my life, the greater my sex and copulation life gets to be. It's just, it's amazing how that once you get a taste of that orgasmic living, you might not go back. You might just become, too much for this.
Like you say thrum, like that thrum that just continually goes through your body, whether it's during sex or during, you know, a walk. And I will say, if you're hearing this conversation and you have no idea what that is, the first tool that got me into that was listening to an ESC, an energetics with from Dane, and there's a telecall coming up that you can join online. It's like, I'm like, I feel like we're promoting everything, but really, like, they're an hour long. You can listen over the phone, and it is a thrum of the energy of the earth, of aliveness, of everything we've been talking about, that first exposed me to what that actually was beyond copulation. I know the first call of that, I think, is June 10th, and you can go to drdanehere.com/global ESC.
Awesome. We have 30 seconds left. So I'm like, we both are pretty excited about this topic. So what else is possible? How much fun can you have with your body today? And what can you play with and choose and all of that will just make everything so much more delicious and fun. Thank you so much, Emily, for being here.
Thank you, Heather.
And we'll be back with you next week for more.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.